This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Spectators will be banned from Olympic venues in Tokyo because of a virus state of emergency, Japan's Olympic minister announced Thursday, meaning the games will happen mostly behind closed doors. The minister says the decision was made after talks involving local and national government officials, organizers, and Olympic and Paralympic chiefs. Most competition will happen in Tokyo, but a few events will be held outside the Japanese capital. In other areas, organizers will decide on measures for spectators after discussions with each local governor. The public has already been asked to stay away from the marathon, which is being held in the northern Hokkaido region to beat Tokyo's summer heat. The spectator decision comes after Japan's government said Thursday Tokyo would be under a virus state of emergency from July 12th to August 22nd. Crews searching the collapsed condo tower near Miami recovered an additional six bodies, bringing the death toll to 60, officials said on Thursday, one day after declaring there was no longer hope of finding anyone alive. Miami-Dade's mayor says 80 people are still considered missing in the disaster, believed to have been inside the Champlain Tower South when it abruptly crumbled in the early hours of June 24th. As of midnight local time Thursday, the emergency effort officially transitioned from an attempt to find survivors to a recovery operation, vanquishing any hope of extracting anyone alive from the rubble. South Africa's ex-president Jacob Zuma, whose decision to turn himself in to start a 15-month jail term, could be out in 4 months, the justice minister said on Thursday, because the former leader would be eligible for parole. He surprised many late on Wednesday by handing himself in to police. This is VOA News. The United Nations World Food Program said Thursday acute food insecurity has soared 40% this year as recent food price hikes have exacerbated existing prices from conflict, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Acute food insecurity is defined as any lack of food that threatens lives, livelihoods, or both, and is impacting or at a high risk of impacting a record 270 million people this year, according to the UN agency. It says average wheat flour prices in Lebanon have risen 219% year-on-year amid accelerating economic turmoil, while cooking oil prices have soared 440% versus a year ago in war-devastated Syria. On internationally traded markets, world food prices are up nearly 34%. Year-to-year from June, according to the UN Food Agency Price Index, which measures cereals, oilseeds, dairy products, meat, and sugar. After declining for several decades, world hunger has been on the rise since 2016. The WFP, which was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last year, says around 690 million people, or 9% of the world's population, go to bed hungry each night. Is targeting 139 million people for assistance this year, the biggest operation in its history. Most British troops have been pulled out of Afghanistan, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday, ending its official role in two decades-long conflict amid fears the departure of the foreign soldiers could lead to a chaotic civil war. British forces were first deployed to Afghanistan in 2001, following the 9/11 attacks on the United States, and played a major role in combat operations until 2014. Nearly 500 British soldiers were killed in the country. Violence has been raging throughout Afghanistan in the weeks since President Joe Biden announced troops would withdraw unconditionally by September 11th. The United States last week abandoned Bagram Air Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. The Pentagon says the withdrawal of forces is 90% complete. South Korea's spy agency said Thursday there's no sign North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been vaccinated against the coronavirus and the country has not received any foreign vaccines. The National Intelligence Services told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing it hasn't detected any information that North Korea has acquired any doses, according to one of the legislators who attended the session. Some non-government experts have speculated that Kim and his top deputies may have received vaccines imported through unofficial channels. Kim Jong-un recently berated top officials for crucial failures in coronavirus prevention. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.